grace and peace be yours in full abundance through the knowledge of the Lord our God. In his power, he's equipped us fully by his goodness and his glory known, that we would know him and each precious promise to escape the world and all therein. Though the enemy corrupts, distracts us, we stand secure and cleansed from all our sin. For this reason we add faith and goodness, and to goodness we add all he knows. And with knowledge we control each impulse, persevering till the truth is known. Then with godliness and deep affection, and with love increasing every day, so our service draws us ever nearer, knowing fully of his grace each day. God will hear and he will bring his justice, setting free the ones who stand in him. No condemnation, only freedom, fullness for his glory, for new life within. For now we walk within our brand new nature, a new creation, old is passed away. We are the body of the Lord together. Our life will sing the name, the song in praise. He is bringing out his image in me, maturing me, his bride, for all to see. Picking up the shattered shards of heartbreak, he himself is all he said he'd be. Persevere within the will of Jesus, and his promises will truly stand. Trusting him to do as he has purposed, never thwarted by the plans of man. With shalom, a sense of peace and concord, all is well the way that things should be. Thus restored into forever's fullness, on the day we will be finally free. Do not forget, he sees each broken moment. Do not choose fear when you can choose his peace. The knowledge of the Holy One sustains you, a certainty of final sweet release. Remember who you are and how he loves you. Remember him to whom your life belongs. You are in Christ, you are his chosen treasure. You are his child, he's given you the song. Godly sorrow leads to true repentance, bringing us salvation from above. Healing comes through Jesus, full redemption, fully free, complete, and fully His. As the past comes forth to shine new glory, then we will walk with deeper trust in Him. Amen.